I'm Brent Edwards, and this is a very special podcast about Veterans Day, so I hope that you're going to enjoy this because it's going to be very informational. With me today is Michelle LaBrosse. How are you doing, Michelle?
I am just doing lovely, celebrating Veterans Day here in the great state of Alaska.
So tell us a little bit about the history of Veterans Day. What's that all about?
Veterans Day was originated in 1926, and it was to celebrate Armistice Day, which was the ending of World War One. And the ending of World War One ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918. So in 1954, President Eisenhower changed Armistice Day to recognize all veterans, and they called it Veterans Day. Now, in 1968, Veterans Day was changed to the fourth Monday in October. But people didn't like that because of the historical significance of November 11th. So in 1978, it was changed back to the original day. And this explains why many people who went to school during the 70s are very confused about when Veterans Day actually is, which is me, because I do recall always having Sunday off towards the end of October related to Veterans Day and never really quite understanding what the significance even of was the holiday.
Well, when I was growing up, the only thing that I knew is I got the day off, so that was always good. You're a veteran, so what does Veterans Day hold for you? I mean, what personal significance do you have with Veterans Day?
Well, honestly, I wasn't even aware that Veterans Day was by holiday for quite a while, because I was an Air Force officer, and I was working in research and development and procurement. And I didn't really have active duty like people who are going to fight into wars. And I thought that Veterans Day was really only for the people who had gone to fight in wars. Now, I was a veteran of the Cold War. And, yes, I probably did do a lot to, you know, sink the Berlin Wall and bring down the communist regime because of my work in developing weapons of minor destruction. So, yes, I did get a certificate, and now I am officially a veteran because I served in the military, which is what Veterans Day is for. It's to honor the people, the men and women, who served in the military in the United States.
Oh, very good. Well, I think that really sums it up right there. For all you listening out there, I hope that you enjoyed this little podcast about Veterans Day, and I hope it's been informative. So, we hope to see you
thank
all.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards.
Well, thank you. And I hope that you have a good day up there in Alaska and everything's going well. And continue to check out this series of broadcasts that will be happening from time to time on various other subjects. As always, I'm Brent Edwards, and have a good day.